Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Usually the simplest part of reviewing a movie is designating its genre. We all know the main ones, which is why they're useful as shorthand guides. Action, drama, thriller, comedy, romance, and the like, often in combination. The most straightforward description of Riders of Justice in Danish with English subtitles is a drama with intense action elements and darkly comic overtones. But a more accurate description is that it's a deliciously absurdist, fundamentally serious, even philosophical enterprise that uses a superheated revenge plot to address our common need for making sense out of life. This, whatever you want to call it, is playing in a few theaters this week and streaming on demand next. It's one of the most fascinating films I've seen in a long while. Orson Welles ended Citizen Kane with the incineration of a child's sled. Anders Thomas Jensen starts Riders of Justice with the theft of a bicycle. It's the first in a sequence of events leading a mother, Emma, and her teenage daughter, Matilda, to a suburban train and a terrible accident that takes Emma's life. The husband and father, Marcus, is played by the great Mads Mikkelsen, who's barely recognizable behind a graying beard and lethal glower. A Danish soldier deployed in Afghanistan, Marcus returns to Denmark to console Matilda, but it's a task for which the icy warrior is entirely unsuited. His idea of emotional support is assuring the poor girl that she can banish her insomnia by counting backward from 500. In fact, Marcus is equally shattered by the seeming randomness of the tragedy. That changes when an eccentric academic named Otto shows up at the front door. He was in the same car of the ill-fated train and gave Emma his seat. Now he has a theory based on his expertise in probability calculation. Otto believes the crash was no accident at all, but an intricately orchestrated assassination of someone seated in the same car, a thug from a biker gang that calls itself Riders of Justice. The theory seems so plausible that Marcus enlists Otto and a couple of Otto's friends in a vendetta against the gang in order to avenge his wife's death. But Otto is no ordinary academic, and eccentric barely begins to describe him or his friends. They're all dulcetly nutso, three mad mice sniffing out statistical cheese. And they're all connected to the film's essential subject of causality or its absence. None of them, including Marcus, wants to believe that Emma's death was an accident. It's what comes naturally to our pattern-seeking, significance-hungry species. Events must have shape and purpose, otherwise what's the point of living at all? Riders of Justice is so smart and funny and changes tone so fearlessly that watching it gives you whiplash. I, for one, love the whipping. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.